Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Do you ever expect a time in America when speaking the truth would be punished by social media companies? Two conservative figures, Eric Erickson and Ali Beth Stuckey, were recently suspended from Twitter for simply saying that a transgender Olympic athlete named Laurel Hubbard is a man and not a woman. Stuckey called Hubbard a man and said that he should not compete against women in weightlifting. Erickson came to Stuckey's defense and said that this is absurd. Hubbard is a man even if Twitter does not like it. Hubble has XY chromosomes. He was born male and lived most of his life as a man. This is true. But when conservatives point out these objective truths, they're blocked from social media. Twitter might suppress conservative voices, but they can't change the truth about one's biology, no matter how loudly one claims otherwise.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.